What's in the news? The real-life X-Files.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Two Navy pilots in 2004 off the California coast marvel at an object in the sky, school bus-sized, something seeming to defy the known laws of physics.
It's not a drone. It's not something that we can easily say, oh, that's an airplane. What we are looking at is truly beyond next-generation technologies.
Luis Elizondo ran the Defense Department's Advanced Aviation Threat Program with a $22 million budget, hidden, and shut down in 2012. Never acknowledged until a weekend New York Times story emerged. There had been hints. Take Lara Logan's 60 Minutes interview with military contracting tycoon Robert Bigelow earlier this year.
Do you imagine that in our space travels we will encounter other forms of intelligent life?
You don't have to go anywhere.
You can find it here.
Yeah. It's just like right under people's noses.
Now some of the sights and sounds from this secretive program are coming out.
It's rotating.
While Elizondo's funding ran out in 2012, he stayed on the job working through the CIA and Navy through this past October.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.